Well, the wonderful Boston Book Festival starts tomorrow, and both Anthony and I will be moderating some panels at the event.
That's right. On Saturday afternoon, I'll be talking to writers about the Supreme Court.
And I'll be hosting a conversation with Dr. Atul Gawande.
And tomorrow, poet and novelist Margaret Atwood, who will be delivering the kickoff keynote address, will join us right here on Radio Boston.
But right now, we're going to talk to the author who'll give the kids' keynote speech at the Boston Book Festival. He's the beloved Lewis Sacker. You might know him as Lewis the Yard Teacher, as he wrote himself into his book Sideways Stories from Wayside School, or as the author behind the National Book Award-winning book Holes. His newest book for middle grade readers is called Fuzzy Mud, and Lewis Sacker joins us now from Austin, Texas, I believe. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be here.
It is so wonderful to have you, and we're looking forward to having you here in Boston on the weekend. But you know, let's talk about Fuzzy Mud a little bit, because I was really taken by a certain way in which you described the writing of the book, and this is from some materials that you've written about Fuzzy Mud. You've said that, "I appreciate the sense of wonder and earnestness of kids, their joys and sorrows, and all my books have been very optimistic, but that when you set out to write Fuzzy Mud, you'd lost your own sense of optimism. Why?"
Well, one of the things going on in the book is an environmental disaster about to take place. And when I first started writing the book, I think it had just been reported that there were now 7 billion people living on this planet. And, you know, less than 50 years ago, there was half that number. And it just seemed to me that at worst, you know, we're in for some pretty bad disasters, and at best, the world is just going to become a more unpleasant place unless something is done about overpopulation. So that was my sense of pessimism. But as you pointed out, I found the optimism to write the book in just the humanity of the kids.
And the humanity of the kids. Okay. So tell me more about that, because, I mean, it is... It's a question that gives me pause. Like, how do you encourage kids who are aware of the challenges that we face in this world to be optimistic?
Well, I think they're still facing the same problems, the same choices that kids and people have been facing for, you know, millenniums, about how should I try to live my life to the best of my ability. And so in the book, Tamaya goes to a school where they stress virtue, which is somewhat of an old-fashioned idea, mm-hmm. but Tamaya takes to it, and she tries to become a virtuous person, despite, you know, her friends all thinking that's silly and, you know, calling her a goody-goody. But it's... you know, she's by far the most courageous and noble character I've ever created.
Oh, so this is Tamaya Dilwadi, fifth grader.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about, I mean, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about her and her courage, but we've kind of skirted around what's really at the center of the book, and that is hinted at the title, Fuzzy Mud. So what is Fuzzy Mud? What is the environmental disaster that Tamaya has to grapple with?
Well, she encounters this kind of mud-like substance in the woods, and she's not sure what to make of it, but she touches it, and she starts developing a rash. And as it turns out, this is a substance that has somehow mutated from bioline, a new biofuel being created. And that's made from living microorganisms. And so the microorganisms are spreading, her rash is spreading, and so she's in danger, but the entire world is in danger from this substance.
Hmm. So you said Tamaya is the most courageous character you've ever written. How is it, or how do you write about courage through the life of a fifth grader?
Well, for one thing, she wouldn't consider herself brave.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she's just scared all the time. But as her teacher once told her, courage. If you're not scared, then you can't be brave because there's nothing to be brave about. So she's this girl who just tries to do good. She's often overlooked in school because she quietly does her work. She doesn't speak out. But when this disaster approaches, no one seems to be taking it seriously except her. And she goes back into the woods to look for a missing boy who the last time she saw him threatened to beat her up. Huh. But she goes after him because she knows about the fuzzy mud.
Well, let me assure your fans listening right now that I'm not going to press you for more about the plot, because no spoilers today on Radio Boston. But I want to ask you one question about the fact you mentioned earlier that the school that Tamaya goes to emphasizes virtue, which is, like you said, it is sort of an old-fashioned value to put front and center in a child's life. But it's also one of those things that people pay a lot of lip service to. So why did you pick virtue as a quality to really write about and think about in Fuzzy Mud?
Oh, it was just something I was interested in. Mm. I had recently become interested in philosophy, and there was a dialogue by Plato in which Socrates is asked the question, "Can virtue be taught?" And he then has to decide, well, what is virtue and what does it mean? What is knowledge and who would have the right to teach it? And it was, you know, it was just a philosophical discussion. But when I was thinking about the 7 billion people on Earth, you know, they're still the same kind of people that Socrates was or that Plato was or that Tamaya now is. And they also have concerns about things like virtue and how should we live our lives. And so Tamaya takes it very seriously, despite the fact that no one else does.
Hmm. Well, you know, Anthony, my co-host, mentioned a little earlier that we're going to be speaking with Margaret Atwood tomorrow, who's also going to be at the Boston Book Festival. And she has said that no serious author should be writing realistic fiction right now because the world is really changing and there are a lot of disconcerting things happening, and that other types of fiction, whether it be sci-fi or climate fiction or whatever, are really best suited to help us think through the challenges that we face. And it suddenly occurs to me, like, can I say that kids, that books for kids and fiction for kids and YA novels kind of knew this before the adult fiction caught up? Because it seems as if this is exactly what authors like you have been doing for some time.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, Margaret Atwood's one of my favorite authors, but I'm not sure I agree that that's only one kind of literature that can be written. For me, though, for writing for children, you know, it seems to me there's no point in writing for children unless you can find some kind of optimism. Mm. You don't want to confront 8 and 9 and 10, 11-year-olds with, well, the world's doomed and, you know, too bad you just got here. So for me, writing just a disaster book is not what I wanted to do. It has to be positive in some way.
Hmm. How is it that that you're still able to so convincingly and touchingly sort of enter the mind of a fifth grader and write with that voice, given that you're not in fifth grade yourself anymore?
I'm now in my 60s. I started writing in my 20s. You know, I don't think it's much different than any writer getting into the mind of his or her character. I mean, I write 2 hours a day for, you know, more than a year on a book, usually more than 2 years. And after a while, you just get to know the character. And you know, when it first starts out, it feels foreign, as I imagine any character would. But the more I write, the more I return to my every day, the more I understand her.
Well, Lewis Sacker is the award-winning author of such books as Holes. His newest book is Fuzzy Mud, and he will be the kids' keynote address at the Boston Book Festival this weekend. There's more information about that at radioboston.org. Lewis Sacker, it was a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to going to Boston.
All right, and stay with us. There's a lot more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.